Elhamdülillah. 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 Rabbil alemin. Estağfurullah. 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 Ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Etûbü tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevâbur rahîm. وَأَفْوَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَأَفْوَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَأَفْوَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَحْيُرْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكِ يَا قُدُّسُ يَا حَفِظُ يَا اللّٰهُ الْاَوَّلُ يَا اللّٰهُ الْاَخِرُ يَا اللّٰهُ الظَّاهِرُ يَا اللّٰهُ الْبَاطِنُ يَا اللّٰهُ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنَ اللّٰهِ تَعَالَى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى addressing his beloved Hazreti Muhammed صلى الله عليه وسلم says surely you are sent with the best of morals. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the one who possesses a good character will reach higher levels than those who spend their lives fasting and praying. This paper I am holding in my hand, I found amongst my papers, it is a khutbah which I have written on December 10, 1983. 32 years ago. About the importance of adab, about the importance of good behavior, good morals, good character in a Muslim. My Shaykh Rahmatullah alayh used to say, good adab is your sword in the jihad against your nafs ammara, against your ego. But he said this is for ordinary people like us. But for the Waliullah, it is a means to come close to Allah Ta'ala. Because the one with the good adab has realized in him the appearance of the divine attributes of the Asma'il Husna, which Allah Ta'ala has taught our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And when in a human being there is the appearance of a characteristic which also belongs to Allah Ta'ala, brings them together. 30 years ago, I have talked to you about Adam. Since many times more, we have talked about Adam. Allah Ta'ala says, Jahannam is full of alims who do not act upon their ilm. In short, who talk about things and who do not practice it themselves. So this morning I asked myself, you who have talked about Adab 30 years ago, what have you done 30 years? Well, at least there is one thing, one principle in good adab, is never to criticize or compare yourselves to others, but criticize your own self and compare your today with your yesterday. Well, at least I can give myself that credit. And I decided one more time after 32 years to read that khutbah which was delivered 32 years ago. What is interesting about this khutbah is it is from the lips of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a whole series of hadiths from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the ones who have beautiful character are the best amongst you. He said, the one whom I love most amongst you and the one who will be closest to me on the day of last judgment is the one who has the best character amongst you. He said, on the day when your life's actions will be weighed, there will be no good deed which will weigh heavier than good manners and good character. He said, be aware and listen. Shall I teach you the easiest and the most beneficial worship for your being? It is to be calm, composed, dignified, with good manners, quiet, and without reacting, and acting in accordance with a beautiful character. He addressed Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu saying, Ya Abu Zar, shall I indicate to you two virtues which are easy yet which will weigh heavy on your favor on the day of last judgment? Choose good behavior and a quiet and calm demeanor. I swear upon Allah, in whose hands is my being, that the good actions of all creation will not equal to those two virtues. Hazreti Usama radiallahu anh reports, when we were sitting in the presence of the Messenger of Allah, well-mannered, polite, humble, calm, composed, so still as if a bird was standing on our head, some new people from afar arrived and said, O Messenger of Allah, who is it amongst the servants of Allah who is most beloved to him? And the beloved of Allah answered, the one who has the best manners, as you see those sitting around me. Our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one whose faith is most perfect amongst the believers is the one who has the best character, and the one who shows the greatest love, consideration, and compassion to his family, to his friends, and to all men. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice when he was leaving for a long journey. He answered, be a good servant to Allah without running partners to him. He then asked for more advice, and the Prophet answered, if you ever do wrong, follow it immediately with a good deed. Mu'adh then asked for more advice, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be sincere in everything and believe in accordance with good manners and morals. When Hazrat Mu'adh puts his foot on the stirrups to mount his horse, Rasulullah added, O Mu'adh, follow at least the least of good manners. Be at peace and good relations with people. But that which is most necessary in good behavior, in good character and morals, is sincerity. Sincerity is both the means and the result of good behavior. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sincerity is achieved by staying away from all that which Allah Most High has rendered unlawful. And to do that, he advises us, wherever you are, you cannot hide yourself from Allah. Fear Allah. If you do wrong by mistake, follow it immediately with a good deed so that it cancels your wrong one. In your relations with people, behave in accordance with beautiful character. Hazrat Ibn Hibban reports Rasulullah has said, the ones I love most amongst you and the ones who are closest to me as well in the hereafter are the ones who have the best manners and beautiful character. And the ones who are the most odious and will be farthest from me in the hereafter are the ones who have bad character. Then he mentioned three examples of bad manners. that he disliked most. He said they were the Sersarun. Sersarun are those who are loud and talk nonsensically. Then he mentioned Mutashaddikun, those whose actions are exaggerated and who are severe. The companions of Rasulullah knew the meaning of those two words, but the third word which he mentioned, mutasaytihun, they did not know. And they asked the meaning of it. Our master answered, he said, those are the worst. They are the arrogant ones who are continually trying to demonstrate their superiority over others. In another hadith, he says, there is repentance for every sinner, but not for the one with bad character. Because before he has finished doing a wrong thing and has time to repent, he starts doing a worse thing. We do our prayers, we fast during the Ramadan, we pay our zakat. In fact, many of us even have performed the Hajj. We have Muslim names. When we die, inshallah, we will be buried in Muslim graveyard. It's time to ask ourselves, are we Muslims only during the month of Ramadan? Are we Muslims only those few minutes, 5 times a day, we spend doing our prayers? Are we cognizant that our religion is such a religion that we have to be a Muslim every minute of our life? And the first principle of good manners is the following. Never to harm any created being, and to rush save them if they are being harmed, even at the risk of our own lives. Even if you are suffering oppression and tyranny from their hands, still not wishing revenge or punishment on the oppressor. Look at around ourselves. what is being done in the name of Islam. Look at ourselves sincerely in our hearts. Is that heart truly belong to a believer and to a Muslim? Allahumma إني أعوذ بك من الشكاء والنفاق وسوء أخلاق. This, Ya Rabbi, we pray with the words of your beloved, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Lord, I take refuge in you from shirk, from disunity and discord and insincerity and hypocrisy and bad behavior and character. Amen. Created us in the form and shape of a human being from a dirty drop of water, and who have blessed us with Iman, with Islam, and who have given us the greatest gift of sending your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our example, our teacher, our prophet, our protector, our intercessor. Shout out for the air which you have brought to breathe, and the lungs to breathe it with, and the water and the food to feed us, and all that you have taught us. For you knew, we knew not how to walk and how to talk. You have taught us to walk and to talk. Ya Rabbi, you have given us a brain to understand, a heart to feel, hands to work with, and feet to come towards you. But alas, that we have tyrannized ourselves. We got everything wrong. These hands which you have given us to give things to those people who need it, we hit people with, we hurt people with, we take things which don't belong to us. Those eyes which you have given us to take lessons from things which we see. Ya Rab, we look at things which are haram. That tongue which has given us to express our love for you and to teach what you have taught us in the Quran, we use it for blasphemy. Ya Rab, we have got it all wrong. We think we are the creator of ourselves. We are the creator of the air which we breathe. that we are the masters of our own destiny. Ya Rab, have mercy upon us. Ya Rab, change our ways. Ya Rab, you have made us into a Muslim. Teach us the truth of Islam. Ya Rabbi, beautify us with the adab of Muhammadi and adab of Quran al-Kareem. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness for all the infinite things which you bestow upon us every minute of our lives. Ya Rabbi, teach us patience for the trials which you do to test us. Ya Rab, you have created us in the form and shape of a human being. Help us to become truly a human being as you have wanted us to become. Amin. Amin. Alhamdulillah.